Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
This is Thursday Live with me, Godfrey Mabi, and as always, we'll be together until 8 o'clock this evening. And right before Sipho Makhavane was a great and informative program brought to you by the GCIS. And of course, they were talking about maintenance. I hope you have learned a lot from them. And of course, as always during this time, we get to talk to somebody, anybody from the Global Business Roundtable, and this time around we are speaking to somebody that makes sure that we have the guests that we feature right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, a facilitator, the organizer of it all, and is none other than Mr. Jose Sehoa. Yeah, his name is very problematic. It's difficult to pronounce. He himself doesn't know whether he's Jose or Jose. So, Baba, kunjani? You don't argue with an elderly person, you know what I'm saying? Fine, thanks. This is the first time that I get to interview you.
Not really. I think last time you interviewed me, I was with a group of the future leaders back in 2016.
Yo, I can't even remember what you said, eh?
It's been quite some time.
And of course, tonight, what you're gonna talk with to tell us is something that it will take us years for us to forget. It's something that will be branded on our memories for many years to come. And we're talking about Global Business Roundtable Camp. If you can, please share with us what Global Business Roundtable is and is all about.
First of all, let me greet you, Mr. Mwabi, and greet all your listeners. So my name is Jose from this organization, this great organization at the Global Business Roundtable. So the Global Business Roundtable is a holistic development organization whereby we try by all means to develop our members, not only our members, but the society holistically. What do I mean holistically? We are not only focusing on developing individuals spiritually, but we look in other sectors of life, like your mentorship. We are looking into politics, leadership and governance, economy and finance, you name them. So we are trying as much as possible to develop individuals holistically. So as a person, says that God has actually given me a purpose. Here at the Global Business Roundtable, we give you all those tools to say there's the information that you can use to develop yourself so that you can fulfill what God has actually called you to be on earth.
And tomorrow you'll be hosting a prayer camp, one of its kind, and thanks to COVID-19, because you planned to be all at the, what's that place, Alpine Heath Resorts. But because of COVID-19, things are going to be done a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that, and after that you go into the details of the prayer camp itself. Where will the guests be? Will they be speaking and addressing us from the comfort of their homes?
Yeah, so let me just give a background of the prayer camp. So normally we have our prayer camps at the Alpine Heath Resort in the Drakensberg. So because, like you said, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, unfortunately, we are restricted. So we then decided to do it virtually. So our prayer camp for this year will be held on Zoom. It's a digital platform where people from all over the world get together just to deliberate on different aspects or issues. So in terms of the of our theme, so our theme for this year will be the royal priesthood, the order of Melchizedek, ruling and reigning as kings and priests in all sectors of society. So I believe that this is the theme for the season. So everything will be done on Zoom, which or on the I will give the details on how to register later on the show.
Okay, and how many speakers do you have this time around?
Yeah, we've got quite a lot of speakers actually. At the back of my head, I can't really say how many, but I will just take you through the program. So we have a 6-day program. So in day one, it will just be, the introductory, session. So basically, it's a 6-day program. So we're starting on the 19th to the 24th of February 2021. So, like I said, on day one, we'll just have an introductory session. So, how we structure is that at 4 a.m., our members pray individually at the comfort of their homes. They pray individually to whatever they need to pray for. And then at 5 a.m., we log in into the Zoom, into the meeting. So there we will be having great panelists who will be taking us through different topics. We have about two exhorters and two prayer champions in the morning. So from 5 to 7, that's when we'll be doing our corporate prayers. And then from there, we will be coming back in the evening, which will be at around 6:30. From 6:30 to 8:30, we will be having that introductory session in day one. And then the convener of the Global Business Roundtable is the one who will be taking us through that introductory session, just to tell us what is the purpose of this prayer camp. In there, he will be sharing about the history of the Global Business Roundtable, about the purpose of us being at the prayer camp, and what is it that we are planning on doing as an organization to benefit the society. And then on day two, that's when we'll be focusing on the mountain of business, economy, finance, and investment. So same thing applies today. 4 o'clock we wake up, pray individually. 5 o'clock we come as a corporate, then we pray together. Then we just rest for the entire day. Then we come back again in the evening just to discuss this business, economy, finance, and investment. So we have very powerful panelists from all over the world. We have from Nigeria, Mauritius, Thailand, you name them. So we have all the speakers from all over the world who will be sharing their insight, because these are experts in different fields. We are really, really looking forward to hosting them. And then in day three, that's when we'll be dealing with the mountain of governance, leadership, and politics. Same applies. The same format will apply for the entire for all the 6 days. In this mountain, the governance, leadership, and politics, we have members of parliament, we have former ministers, we have from different countries, we have experts within the governance space, the leadership space, and the political space, and stuff like that. And then moving to day four, we'll be dealing with the mountain of family and society. And then in there, we know that one of the pandemics we have as a society is a pandemic of racism. So we will be covering this subject of overcoming the pandemic of racism in society. And as well, we have people from all over the world, Europe as well. We have a bishop from Europe, from Belgium, who will be taking us through his experiences. And then we have others from South Africa, Senegal, Lesotho, who will be taking us through that. And then moving to day five, we will be dealing with health and wellness. I believe as you are living with Samwazi on a daily basis, your health really, really is a huge commodity. So you really need to know how to deal with that. So we will be dealing with that mountain. We have experts in that session. And then on the last day, that's when we will be dealing with the organizational issues. So we will be dealing with GBR and GFFJ for the next 10 years. So if one really say I hear about this great organization, I want to be a part of it. So this is your session to say these are our plans. You can come and hear what we are planning for the next 10 years. So yeah, basically that is our program in a nutshell. So we are starting from the 19th, which is tomorrow, from 4 a.m. You don't log in at 4 a.m. You start to log in at 5 a.m. So from 4 a.m., you can pray individually. Then, or maybe let me just say you can log in from quarter to 5 a.m. So, yeah, then from there, we'll just be going through the entire program.
And is it possible that you can they can have the whole program, because this is going to be very difficult for them to follow? And before you can maybe address that one, is it going to be the whole day event, or maybe they can log during certain hours of the day, other than the mornings that you've just clarified?
Okay, let me start with the one that you just asked now. So, like I said, we can only log in the morning from quarter to five, about till 7 o'clock, because we understand that people have to work during the day. So we will just give them that that opportunity to go to work, get busy with whatever they are busy with during the day. So we only log in from quarter to five up until 7 o'clock. Then we log off, and then from there we come back at half past six. From half past six to half past eight, that's when we will be coming back for the thought leaders session. So basically, during the day we are not there. We will come back in the evening. So in terms of the program that I've just presented, if you go into our website, which is www.globalbusinessroundtable, you can actually be able to find the program that I've just presented. We have placed it on the website.
Okay. I think that's it for now from you, Baba. But in closing, what else can you say to the listeners of the Republic regarding this?
Yeah, so in terms of the registration details, the event is free. It's free of charge. We don't charge for this one. So if people like to register, they can go to www.gbrcamp.com. That is www.gbrcamp.com. There you will be able to register, and that link will then take you straight into the meeting.
All right. In other words, more details, all the details are on the website, right?
On our website. Okay. That's where you can find all the everything that you need.
Okay. Give us the website again, that the www.
Okay, organizational website where you can find the program as well is www.globalbusinessroundtable.com. And then for you to register to attend the prayer camp, then you need to go to www.gbrcamp.com.
That is what I'm looking for. Yeah, that the Jose Sohoa. For more information about their camp, simply visit their website www.doublebusinessroundtable.com. And of course, you'll be able to see the program there, and yeah, so that you can remind yourself to log in into the seminar or the presentation, because there will be different speakers there talking about different aspects of life as always. So www.globalbusinessroundtable.com, that's their website details for more information about the prayer camp that was that day, Jose Sohoa on Radio Pulpit.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.